Classic One Modern Lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
The worst pandemic in a century. After just 100 days, I can report to the nation, America is on the move again.
Yeah. Following the game plan that was left for you, all you had to do was come in and pick up what Trump was doing, and you were going to get to your vaccine distribution, which somehow you still kind of muffled, and a bunch of other things. All you had to do was just do what they had left for you. But I'm glad that in the 100 days hence, he feels like America's on the move. You know, before the pandemic, we were beyond on the move. We were on fire. The economy was on fire. Our enemies were on the run. The global community in deep respect for where we were headed. And now we're just on the move. So I guess that's progress in Joe Biden's world. I'm not sure. Anyway, let's bounce off some of these things with Kelsey Bowler, who is back with us. She was away last week with her beautiful family, enjoying some springtime sun. And she is back with us, of course, senior strategist at the Independent Women's Forum. Kelsey, you wrote in today's Bright email all about kind of the humorous COVID restrictions that the audience was required to follow last night. And all you had to do was see that shot of Mitt Romney in the balcony or Ted Cruz nearly putting himself to sleep, breathing into his mask to understand how ridiculous it looked to the rest of the country, especially 2 days after the CDC said that, we're doing better.
Right. This was a huge missed opportunity for leadership on the vaccine front and to demonstrate that Americans do have confidence in the vaccine. We have to remember that members of Congress had access to the vaccine very early on, far earlier than the vast majority of us. So they have been fully protected, and yet they have been walking around with masks outdoors. And then yesterday at President Biden's joint address, every member of Congress couldn't even show up because they decided they still need to social distance and wear masks. This was just a huge demonstration of anti-science. It doesn't express any sort of vaccine confidence, and it just demonstrated how fundamentally unserious this administration is. If we want to return to normal, we have to show Americans that we can get there. You know, this is a very select few special group of people who have had the privilege to be fully vaccinated, and there's no reason they couldn't be sitting shoulder to shoulder during this address. And yet, you know, I was laughing because I am not vaccinated yet, and I just returned from Florida flying on an airplane where United packed me shoulder to shoulder with strangers sitting next to me. So the government is telling me it is okay for me to sit on a very tightly packed plane for hours when I am unvaccinated, but it is not okay for fully vaccinated members of Congress to sit for 1 hour in a chamber to hear the president of the United States speak.
It was it would be comical if it wasn't so sad. And really, I think damaging to your point. There's already vaccine hesitancy in the mix in terms of the public. And this just goes further to reinforce that.
Right. And America is supposed to be the world leader. We were ahead of the race for vaccines in terms of development and distribution. And we could have sent a message to the entire world about what life can look like once Americans, you know, reach herd immunity, are fully vaccinated. And so this was, you know, unfortunate in my opinion, and a continuation of the denial of science from the administration that claims to be pro-science.
Right. Well, we know on multiple levels that they aren't. Let's shift gears to another story that you wrote about, which is the CDC. And, you know, I spoke with Dr. Nicole Sapphire on my Wednesday evening broadcast this week And she went into some detail as an attending physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering. She has very strong opinions about the Johnson & Johnson pause and why it might have been necessary for like a half second, but that it lasted way too long and should have never been put into the kind of importance category that it was. And it turns out they actually tried to mute some doctors that were pointing out the same things that Dr. Sapphire did. What happened with this researcher from Harvard?
Yes, this was a very unfortunate case reported by the Federalist Joy Pullman. I encourage everybody to read it. What happened is Dr. Martin Koldroff, who is from Harvard Medical School and really one of the world leaders on vaccine safety, was previously on the advisory committee for vaccine safety as part of the CDC. But after he publicly disagreed with the agency's decision to pause the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, he was kicked off of that committee. I thought the CDC's email that they sent to him was very interesting. The CDC doctor Amanda Cohen said, "We understand and appreciate that VAST, VAST members have personal opinions, and we do not object to the expression of those opinions." So, you know, theoretically, they don't object. However, she stated, "We expect members to be objective and devoid of any appearance of bias. Therefore, the CDC is respectively ending your membership on VAST effective today." So, you know, on one hand, she's saying, "You are a medical expert. We don't object to you expressing your opinions. But if you express those, you are going to be kicked off of this committee." Of course, the CDC arrived to the same conclusion that this doctor was expressing 4 days after he expressed it, and yet nothing happened. Kevin, if this story happened under the Trump administration, I have no doubt that 60 Minutes would already be writing its script to be airing this weekend. But because it happened under the Biden administration, you know, you're not hearing much about it. But I do encourage everybody to go read this story over at The Federalist.
Yeah, Joy Pullman, a regular voice here on Kevin McCullough Radio, and she does great work. So go and read that. And friends, the main point of most of this is, if you have been vaccinated, which medical professionals still recommend is the best way for us to get to herd immunity, you're more or less safe. So take that mask off, particularly outside. That's what the CDC says now. But increasingly, if you have had your full vaccination, you're safe indoors as well. And we've got to start pushing back, because if we don't, Kelsey, I think they're going to make us live like this for a long time to come. And I don't think we need to, nor should we. It's done too much damage. Anyway, Kelsey Bowler, always appreciate it.
Thank you.